The Lenin monument on Kiev's Shevchenko Boulevard stood as a souvenir of Ukraine's socialist past. Its toppling in the winter of 2013 was a symbolic gesture by pro-European campaigners. Watching news coverage of the structure falling, I felt there was one person who would probably miss the statue more than most. In the months before the unrest, I came to the Lenin statue to meet grandmother Maria. Speaking in a nearby cafe, Maria told me she had protected the statue from vandalism before. Born into the USSR's elite, Maria came from a well-to-do family of established actors. She was highly educated and taught English. Maria believes Ukraine advanced in areas such as literature and science during the Soviet days, and their memory should be preserved, as should a peaceful relationship with Russia. Maria fears younger generations misunderstand life during the USSR.
She's saying younger generation doesn't listen to older generation. They don't think that the older generation lived well. Young people say, yeah, there is freedom, we can do whatever we want, he says. But I mean, how can you do everything that you want? Now you have to pay so much money to get pretty much just average education. Where is freedom?
Here in France, you